Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting about a bit of Atlantic history, and I participate in an on-website kind of everyday activity, and one of the activities was learn more about where you live. Well, my first reaction was, well, I know a lot about where I live since I've been around here and people almost think of me as a native. But what it said to do was just enter into your computer on your search engine the name of the town and history. Well, I was pretty surprised at the amount of information that was there from several sites about Atlantic, Iowa. Now, I didn't pursue to see if there was a different site, like for Cass County, for Cumberland, for so on. But probably there is. But when I looked at these sites, the first thing I found out was something that I know, and it just reaffirmed this, and that is you don't want to believe everything you read, because on these various sites, they had several pieces of information about how Atlantic got its name. Well, for most of you, no, for many of you that have a story to tell about that is the one that I've heard, and that is that somebody flipped a coin, and it was the choice between Atlantic and Pacific because we're kind of halfway between the two oceans. One site said that. The others did not. They just said sort of somebody got together and discussed it and came up with the name Atlantic. So you need to be a little careful about what you read and perhaps check several sources and just do some research on your own. I hope that this information I'm going to share about William Williams is factual, because in this list of things about Atlantic, it listed several people who supposedly were famous. One of them was Ed Podolak. That was the only name I knew. Several of them were or had been senators from Utah, or, you know, some person who didn't make their name in Iowa but went on to some other place. And that is true of William Williams. But I'm wondering, there ought to be somebody who lives in Atlantic or the area who knows about William Williams personally, because he didn't die until 1990. He was born, I believe, in 1921. So I'm guessing he has some compatriots of that same time that live in Atlantic or the area. Well, what's important about William Williams? It says, the first thing it says in this biography is that he was born and raised in the small town of Atlantic, Iowa. He attended Kemper Military School in Boonville, Missouri, and according to my husband, that probably would have been high school. And then he earned a degree in engineering at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis. And following that, he graduated, and he was commissioned as an ensign in 1945, and he served in the South Pacific as an executive officer aboard a landing ship. And he was stationed then in Corpus Christi, Texas, where he made plans to become an aviator like his father. But a wartime back injury generated enormous pain for him and stopped his chances of becoming a naval aviator after the war. So he requested a medical discharge from the Navy in 1946 and moved to the University of Wisconsin in Madison to begin his graduate studies. There he earned a master's degree and a Ph.D. and came under the influence of the great historians, and I'm not sure you would recognize these names, I certainly didn't, but in the history book of historians, Fred Harvey Harrington, Merrill Curti, and Howard Beale were great historians, and so they influenced what he did in his life. He did teach at several colleges and then returned to Madison in 1957. So that was not quite 10 years after he started there and taught in the history department. Well, he became quite an influence and quite an author over time. He completed his master's degree and his PhD, as we said, and then he did research that led to his first book, which was published as American-Russian Relations, 1781 to 1947. And then he, of course, at the same time he's doing this research and writing, pursued a series of appointments. And his first was to the Washington and Jefferson College, and that was in 1950. And then he taught at Ohio State University, where it says he collided with Woody Hayes in his first year as football coach over low grades for a football player, that Williams would not change those low grades. And, of course, that made the coach really unhappy. So he probably went on to another appointment due to that conflict with Woody Hayes. Isn't it interesting what influenced people's lives? So, as I said, he moved on to several other colleges, but actually would remain at Madison until 1968. His most influential book was called The Tragedy of American Diplomacy. And the students who were influenced by him began a publication called Studies on the Left, which was a manifesto of the emerging new left in the United States. So his students in these articles were a critique of the dominant liberalism, but after it moved to offices in New York, the club reflected less of his thinking and gradually declined and soon expired. So, you know, he went on and on with his history studies, but he became, as I said, an influential person. Williams maintained that the United States was more responsible for the Cold War than the Soviet Union. You know, he didn't have friends in some places, obviously. Williams argued that American politicians, fearful of a loss of markets in Europe, had exaggerated the threat of world domination from the Soviet Union. So much criticism, Williams made no moral distinction between the foreign policy of Joseph Stalin in Eastern Europe and the foreign policy of the United States in Latin America, Africa, or Asia. In the context of the Soviet invasion of Hungary, he went out of his way in an expanded second edition of The Tragedy of American Diplomacy to criticize the behavior of the Soviet Union, but he also had the Kennedy administration's Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba as a parallel behavior. So the difference in domestic policy between Stalin, Soviet Union, and American democracy, he argued, made the U.S. embrace of empire all the more tragic. So, as I said, he was not popular in many places, but he does have this reputation of being a very important historian, and sometimes putting out there not the most popular views is a way of learning and thinking that perhaps we don't like to face. He edited several books with several other people, and one of them was called America in Vietnam, A Documentary History, in 1989. So he was working right up to the time of his death, looking at history and influencing others in terms of their history careers. So that's William Appleman Williams, born and raised in the small town of Atlantic. If anyone knows anything about him, I would certainly like to hear from you and just explore a bit more. I guess the other place that I plan to look is at our genealogy section of our library, because we have a very good genealogy section, as there are several libraries that do, but we do have a great one here in Atlantic. So, William Williams, more about you. Until next time, here's a thought. The true art of memory is the art of attention.